It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Dandruff is not a serious issue for anyone with regular grooming.
No, I disagree. Totally disagree with that.
Well, how would you know?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Would your flakes be white?
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
I'm gone too.
He's walking out of the room.
I'm joining him. DC, Jer, let's go.
Okay.
Oh, I see him. He's down the hall.
Oh, no, he's at Cat's office already.
He's down the hall. He's used his key fob. He's left the building. And he's approaching the parking lot.
See out
now.
The window. There's his car going by. He's just
driving away with the middle finger out the window.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Classic BMW of Plano brings us the emergency brake of the week. We give you the three candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. Well, speaking of Norm, guess who is candidate number one? It's Norm Hitchkiss, who does a show from 10 to noon every day with Donovan. And as Donovan will time to time start telling the story, Norm will stop him down for a very minute detail or word that he may have said, and then sometimes repeat the story. Well, you get the double here. He stops Donovan down, I think, twice, and then repeats the story.
I am assuming that I don't even need to ask. That's my lady. That's who you go to the prom with.
You think?
Whoa. There was a verb used there that gets you in trouble.
Assume?
Assume.
Well, I mean, I'm 16, so I guess that's what the assumption was back then, that you go to the prom with your girlfriend, who's also a senior at the same school. It shouldn't even be an issue.
Right.
Wait a minute, Mike.
What?
He used it again.
Yeah, we heard.
He used the verb assume in another form. Assumption.
Okay, this is what's going to kick me in the pants, because, yes, so it comes to the time where you have to start ordering tuxedos to go to the prom. So I hop on the phone and give her a call. Hey, darling, let me know what color dress you're going to wear. I'm about to order my tuxedo so I can have the matching tie and cummerbund.
So far, so good.
It's a win-win. On the other end, you hear silence. And I went, uh-oh, what's going on here? And she says that, oh, we're going to the prom together? It's like, yeah, that's what I think. That's what other couples will do. Well, she wanted to go with her friends just to hang out.
Wait a minute. Let's get this picture straight. She's got a regular squeeze, and her regular squeeze's name is Donovan Lewis.
You know it.
So when a time comes for you to order a tuxedo, not, by the way, an insignificant investment those days.
Right.
She says she'd rather go to the prom with friends.
You nailed it.
That was the story.
That was the story.
Yeah.
Yep. Sure enough, the one he just told.
That was the one.
That was a wild story, that Donovan had a girlfriend. And they were, you know, the quote-unquote couple in high school. You would assume that you were going to the prom together.
Right.
That is a wild story. But, yeah, and they ended up, I think Donovan took somebody else, which made for some really uncomfortable moments during the prom. But, yeah, there is Norm, as he will do from time to time, bring up a word or repeat the story in there. We got a double, which is really almost a triple, because he brought up the same word twice.
But wait, you're saying that Donovan said a story.
Yeah, we heard it.
And then Norm stopped him down. To then repeat that very story. And that is a nominee for...
Okay, listen,
the emergency.
Yes, you got it.
Yeah, that's the story.
We're not going to hear the whole thing again, but can I just hear the first, up to the first Norm break-in? And is this potential for a slowed-down audio clip?
I am assuming that I don't even need to ask. That's my lady. That's who you go to the prom with.
You think?
Whoa. There was a blurb you were doing.
It sounds can like we, already slowed down to
right.
So if you slowed that one down.
Sounds like he's trying to sing too.
That's a doo-wop song. All right, let's hear it up to that moment again.
I am assuming that I don't even need to ask. That's my lady. That's who you go to the prom with.
You think?
Whoa.
It's Howard Jones.
Rip.
All right. Yeah, we can slow that down and we can put it in the Howard Jones song. That'd be great.
Whoa.
All right. There is Norm, the all-timer, the Hall of Famer, as candidate number one. Candidate number two comes to us from one of our sister stations here at Cumulus Radio, one of the radio stations with the straw hat, KSCS. Their morning show, it's Hawkeye and Connected K. Hawkeye's in the studio. Connected K is working from home.
Okay.
So Hawkeye... Stop it. So Hawkeye is running the board. He's in charge of the microphones and who's up, who's down, and the level of the song that they're playing. They're playing Maren Morris, and Connected K doesn't know it, but she's singing along with, and it's going out on the air.
When the bones are good, the rest don't matter. Yeah, the pain could feel, the glass could shatter. Let it rain. This is you and I remain the same. When there ain't a crack in the foundation. Baby, I know when it's gone, we're pissing. But the power of the wild, we stay free. The house don't fall when the bones are good.
My mic is on and everyone's listening to me saying Hawkeye. I think he has me turned off in the studio. Oh, could y'all please call Hawkeye and let him know my mic is on? 888-787-1963. Call Hawkeye. Let him know that I am not Maren Morris.
Okay, I have so many questions about this. First of all, how long have they been working together and Hawkeye has not given her his number so she can text him to let him know?
Yeah, really?
She's having to appeal to the listeners to call the listener line to tell Hawkeye that her mic is on.
That can't be the case.
That cannot be the case.
He left the studio. He may not have his phone with him. He may have gone to do some evil business.
Then he took his phone with him.
Yeah, I would think.
And the other thing is, so... I haven't tuned in on country music in a while.
That's country?
Yeah. That is country music?
Boy, good point.
Yeah, Maren Morris has definitely gone crossover, and I guess country music stations are playing those crossover tunes.
I would have never guessed. If you would have played me that clip and said, hey, this is from a country station, I would have said, you're lying to me.
Yeah. She is Arlington's own, Maren Morris.
That's really funny audio.
And... because of the equipment that Connected K is on, she's delayed a little bit, so she's not even singing with her.
Okay, I was wondering why that
That's my guess. That's why she's, like, answering her, because she's, like, 2 or 3 seconds behind.
Yeah, because she's never hitting it, hitting the cues.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Go. All right.
Hawkeye.
I guess we'll put Hawkeye up for that one since he left the mic up. He is candidate number two. Candidate number three comes to us from... Super Bad Radio, Dan and Jake from noon to 3. You never know when Dan's doing a bit. You be the judge here. Is he doing a bit that he never has known the way to pronounce Brigham Young?
Also born on this day, now dead, Andy Griffith.
The great
Bring
Andy
him
Griffith.
Young.
Bring him.
Bring him.
Bring him.
What?
Young. Is that a request?
I don't care. Bring him. Bring him.
Bring him.
Bring him. Not bring him.
Bring him. Young.
Bring him.
Bring him. Turned into Mike.
Bring him young.
That did feel like a
request. I thought it was bring him.
A request.
Bring no, him. You did not. Weird. So when you or see BYU play football, you think it's Brigham Young University?
Yeah.
Bring.
Well, interestingly enough, the rest of his
How
followers did hear Brigham Young.
B-R-I-N-G.
No.
Apostrophe E-M.
No, U-M.
Yeah.
Bring him.
Bring him
young.
Maybe that's why they got caught up in the whole young girl thing.
Multi-marriage thing, yeah.
Oh, I thought he said Brigham Young.
I don't care how you bring
I just thought it was like back then you would name... Your last name would be Smith if you were a blacksmith, right?
Right.
Yeah. Go on.
He likes him young.
Finish your play.
He's doing bits.
Cleavon Little.
No, he really isn't.
I'm really not.
So what do you think?
I don't think he was.
I don't think he was either.
He wasn't doing a bit. He really didn't know.
Always thought it was Brigham Young.
Which is crazy for a sports guy. How many BYU games must he have watched in his lifetime?
It's BYU. It's not Brigham.
Huh?
It's a different school. That's pretty amazing. All right, so those are your three candidates. Norm, KSCS, or Dan?
By the way, I'd like to make a plea to the E-Break president. I think candidate two should be Connected K, not Hawkeye or the station. She's the one singing over it into a microphone. Isn't it more fun to vote for the person that you've heard than someone we didn't hear?
Sure.
But yeah, it was Hawkeye's mistake that
right?
made this happen.
But she's also a professional and should know the mic could be hot at any moment.
Okay,
and,
but if Jer left us up during commercial break...
We would put it on Jer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if we said something that was really shocking, it would be on us. Right?
Yeah, but she didn't say anything shocking. She was just...
Okay, that was just my suggestion.
Kind of, no, I hear what you're saying.
I stand overruled.
No, that's why I said KSCS, yeah, because it's really on both of them.
There definitely is an argument to be made. It could be either of them.
Yeah.
I think that it lends to your argument that the fact that she's yelling for the listeners to call the listener line to tell Hawkeye, that part is on her.
Oh right, God, as the song is playing
yes.
on their air.
That's after she's intentionally aware
yeah,
that
right.
she's on the air.
Right.
All right, so those are the candidates, 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Ooh, our show has turned into a real-life version of Seinfeld. Why isn't Jerry speaking? Why isn't he wearing the AIDS ribbon? You must wear the AIDS ribbon. Ooh.
What is he talking about now?
No idea.
I don't know. Hi.
AIDS ribbon.
You're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good. How's it going?
Okay.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep.
All right, there we have
okay,
it.
There
Thanks.
You go. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the E-Break?
Hey, quick question for Gordon. It's the triple fake killer.
Okay.
What's that? Sounds like killer.
Gordon,
okay, yeah. Go ahead, triple fake killer.
Tell me the history of vaginal slice porn more.
It's very confusing, but it was... Corby and I were doing a bit together, and his writing, I was making fun of his handwriting because I could never read what he had written. And I said, what does this say? Vaginal slice born? And we laughed at that. And Corby was like, why would I write vaginal slice born? And so...
And now you
and
know.
And now it's become part of ticket lore.
Of the story. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guys, this is Nacho Vidal. How y'all doing?
Hey, oh, Nacho.
It's Nacho Vidal,
hey,
the porn
man.
Star who's
hey,
in trouble for killing a man with psychedelic toad venom.
Yeah, psychedelic, man. Awesome. I'm going to go ahead and vote for Dan.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on America's favorite radio station.
You know I am right, you.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm.
Hey, you know, I want to vote for Tiny Bracket Man. Just, you know, love you and have a happy Corona.
Okay.
She keeps wishing
us
that.
Happy Corona.
Hello, you're on the ticket, AM, FM, and stream.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Norman Adolf Hitchkiss and Hooter Brown.
Okay. Not his middle name. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Dunham. You know what? You're the T-baby because you hate those two boys for all their breastfeeding freedom. T-Baby.
That is true.
Okay, that makes me the T-Baby. All right, Chief. Thanks for the call. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, Triple Fake Tiger here. How you guys doing?
Boy, he's not even trying.
Not even. No, no effort.
Hey, I really like that story that Donnie was telling about, you know, assuming that his girlfriend at the time was going to go to the prom with him. And then I really liked when Norm, you know, repeated the story about Donnie assuming that the girlfriend.
Okay, yeah, we get your drift here. Yeah, we'll register your vote as a Norm vote. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Wine 'em, dine 'em, bring 'em young.
Okay. Jeez. Hello, you're on the ticket. America's favorite radio station.
Oh, is this the ticket?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You threw me off with that intro. I'm gonna have to. I'm gonna have to ride in George again this week.
For what?
I don't know. He's really just starting to piss me off lately. I don't know what it is. Okay, give me that.
It's probably because you're a moron. That's probably why I'm starting to tick you off. P1s. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey.
It's me. It's Jamie Benn.
Jamie Benn, yeah.
Uh-huh. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, shout out to Web Moving and Jimmy. Whoa.
Gosh.
That's a Norm vote. Whoa.
Such low energy.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, this is Big Dick Daddy from Cincinnati. Gordon, I heard you did my story yesterday.
Yeah, we did talk about that.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that I got a really good pee. I got a really good pee.
Right. Okay, yeah. Who you vote for? Okay. No vote? All right. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Oh, yes, the Macho Man. Good morning, Muses.
Hey.
What up, Mach?
What up, folks? For Norm. Shout out to the big hitter.
Well, we may be in the middle of our worst callers ever.
Maybe.
Unbelievable.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guys, the T-Break Man. Just to remind you guys, you need to take 2 steps back. Yeah, take a good look around. Yeah, I got that damn it now win. But it don't feel the same. It's just an old man like Dan playing Bring Yum Young's game.
You know, it's takeoff of a Bird Dog
first
song.
First time we've had a Bird Dog song covered on the e-break. That's pretty awesome.
Was that the original title of that song, Bring 'Em Young?
No, it was not.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, some like 'em hot, some like 'em cold, some bring 'em young, and some bring 'em old.
Okay,
and we have a winner, ladies and gentlemen. Dan McDowell edges out Norm.
Also born on this day, now dead, Andy Griffith.
The great Andy
Bring 'em
Griffith.
Young.
Bring him.
Bring him.
What?
Is that a request?
I don't care. How bring him.
Bring
him.
Bring him.
Bring him. Not bring him.
Bring him.
Bring him.
Bring him. Turned into Mike.
Bring him young.
That did feel like a
request. I always thought it was bring him.
A request.
Bring
him.
No, you did not.
So when you see BYU play football, you think it's Bring 'em Young University?
Yeah. Bring.
Well, interestingly enough, the rest of his followers did hear Bring 'em Young.
B-R-I-N-G.
No.
Apostrophe E-M.
No, U-M.
Yeah.
Bring 'em.
Bring 'em Young.
Maybe that's why they got caught up in the whole young
multi-marriage thing. Yeah.
Oh, I thought he said Bring 'em Young.
I don't care how you bring 'em.
I just thought it was like back then you would name, your last name would be Smith if you were a blacksmith, right?
Right.
Yeah. Go on.
He likes him young.
Finish your play.
He's doing bits.
Cleavon Little.
No, he really isn't.
I'm really not.
Really not doing a bit. How many wins is that for Dan, Fernando?
37th win, 77 behind Norman, 33 and a third, Hitzkiss.
Way to go, Dan. That's very exciting.